Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. Today on the program, we're joined by Nola Vasquez, and we're talking about Knoxville's Storytelling Festival that's coming up. Nola, what can you tell us?
Well, the festival is coming to Knoxville. It's scheduled for Friday and Saturday of this week. The first tent goes up on Wednesday, and the park is just absolutely gorgeous right now. It's a very simple medium, so, you know, we'll put the tents up and chairs and a stage and a microphone, and really that's what the storytellers need because they are so diverse in their storylines. You know, we'll have one tent that's more oriented to young people, and then the other tent that's more oriented to people that can listen to stories that might be of longer duration, you know, a longer story. So that's it in a nutshell.
Will there be two tents then?
There are two tents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Saw something somewhere about maybe some spooky stories?
Well, it's Halloween weekend. Right. We can't really fight that. Nor would we want to.
Right.
You know, we did ghost stories as guests one time at a festival, and we all just laid out under a willow tree with, you know, some tiki lights and blankets and the dark, of course, and it was really a cool experience.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
So we are going to do ghost stories. And we have some really great stories. The tellers themselves, some of them love to do ghost stories. Grimm's Grimmiest, you know, a special little twist on a story. So it should be fun.
The storytellers, can you kind of give us a little an example of who they are and what type of stories they'll be telling? Have they written these stories or they're just telling the stories?
No, there are stories. They are personal creations of these people. Now, it might be an experience. Pat Coffey is a fifth generation Iowan. And so, and she has family here in Iowa. And so I believe her aunt's going to come and be part of the festival with her. And one of the stories includes some of her family. So it's a really cool thing to be able to share experiences that she had with her children, her aunts and family. So that's her thing, really. And then we have a lady and a musician. Judith Heidemann and Dan Marcotti are coming from Chicago. Judith is a storyteller, and Dan is a musician. And so she'll tell us Grimm's Grimmiest and maybe stories of Egypt and that kind of thing. One of the storytellers does puppets, and she really is... she's out of Des Moines, and her storylines are just, it's fun because you hear everybody's voice is different, their presentation's different, and the relationship with the storyteller to the audience and the audience to the storyteller is so, it's just special. Darren Crow, he's a tail spinner, you know, and he really, you know, he's kind of a Jack and the Beanstalk kind of guy. So his stories will be along that line. Mm-hmm. Andre Hewer's coming. He's out of Minneapolis. And Andre, really, his stories are about love and compassion, tolerance for one another. So, you know, just really a great range. And some storytellers really prefer to be with adults. And some really prefer to be with children. We have a good mix of both.
Can you tell our listeners why a storytelling festival?
Why a storytelling festival? It's simple. It is something that becomes kind of personal because your interpretation, your thoughts of what's going on in the story and how you relate to that storyteller really is a big part of the story itself. Jean and I, my fiancé, we get in the car, we go to Des Moines. We go elsewhere. You know, all fine and dandy, but it's great to be at home. The other part of the equation is, honestly, that sense of responsibility. If you want something from your community, if you want to be part of your community, you have to invest in the community. And so, you know, I can have a, you know, we can have a storytelling festival here in Knoxville, keep our money at home, draw other people out of the community back to Knoxville. You can spend time with your children, your cousins, your grandmothers, you know, all here in Knoxville. It gives them a reason to come back. It gives you, you know, a reason to pick up the phone or send them over a text and say, hey, come to Knoxville. We got this really cool thing. We can spend some time together. And so that's really my desire.
This new thing that's coming to Knoxville is something different that hasn't been done here before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if it works out, this should become an annual event?
We certainly hope so.
Hope so. Can you tell us again the hours and the days so folks know when to show up?
Good. We will start on Thursday evening just meeting the storytellers at the Swamp Fox. We set it up as a costume party. We don't know what's going to happen there, but it should be fun. It's a good way to meet the storytellers. Then on Friday, the tents will be all set up, but the storytellers are going to the schools. And it's just a great way to encourage students to, you know, really dig into reading and writing and allowing those creative energies to be part of what they do. We have started a student writing contest, and so it's been fun to see the students take that on and start to get responses from them and that kind of thing. So we will have storytellers at the schools on Friday. Then at 5 o'clock in Ault Park, the storytellers will start to perform. And it's called a concert, by the way.
Okay.
And so the storytellers will just rotate in and out. You'll be handed a program. You'll be able to read about them. But, you know, that evening is from 5 to 10. There will be some ghost stories just because it's evening. It's the 1st of November, so it lends itself well. Not to say that there won't be other stories, because there will.
Sure.
We've given the storytellers free rein, and so there'll be a great mix of stories. Then Saturday morning, we have a couple things going on Saturday. Pancake breakfast in the morning. Then there is storytelling at 10 o'clock. That will go on until 10. And you can come and go at your whim. There are vendors that are coming in. So if you want food or you want to go uptown and have a break and come back, you can certainly do that. Friday evening's $15. The weekend is $25 for adults. And then children are $10 for the high schoolers, $7 for youngsters. 5 and under are free. During the day on Saturday, kids can get their face painting, do some of those kinds of things. There's an apple pie contest, which helps to support the Knoxville Library Expansion Project. And then there's also student writing awards will be part of that morning.
Okay.
So that's the festival.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of things going on.
It is a lot of things. One thing that we are also doing, bring a can, you know, a non-perishable item, because, you know, the holidays are coming up. You know, it's good to support each other.
Yeah.
And so, you know, bring a donation. We'll stick it together and send it off to the pantries, local pantries. This is a rain or shine event.
This is a rain or shine. If it rains, where can we expect to find the storytellers?
You know, what we did was, and this is part of storytelling, they know it could rain, and mm-hmm. they know it might be, you know, the sun shining. But either way, storytellers show up,
mm-hmm.
and the group that follows them shows up.
Yeah.
And so we've set it up. There will be tents in the park and chairs,
mm-hmm.
and so there'll be housing that way. You know, wear some warm clothes, but we do have backups, which is the middle school and the theater setting, the Grand Theater uptown. And so I don't anticipate that. It's beautiful. Wear a jacket, dress in layers. So
sure. Just a fall outdoor event. Prepare
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
We appreciate your time this afternoon.
All of our updates are with KNIA, KRLS.
Excellent. We like to help. You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville with Nola Vasquez. We're talking about the Knoxville Storytelling Festival coming up this weekend. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand on KNIA, KRLS.com, on the radio, audio, media player. Keep it tuned to Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.